Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Good morning. I'm James Holman from The Washington Post, and this is the Daily 202 for Friday, February 21st. Here are election 2020 updates from today's show. The final question at Wednesday night's Democratic debate in Nevada provided a telling summary of the state of the nomination contest. It's now Bernie Sanders against the field. The question for the six candidates was straightforward. Should the person who wins the most pledged delegates during the primaries, even if he or she does not have a majority, be nominated at the national convention in Milwaukee in July to become the party's challenger to Trump? Sanders alone said yes. The five others said in that scenario, the decision of who becomes the nominee should be left to all the delegates at the convention, including the roughly 770 superdelegates, the party committee members, lawmakers, and other high-ranking Democrats who can vote if the contest goes to a second ballot. But if there's agreement that Sanders will lead the Democratic race going into July, there's similar agreement among insiders that he's not likely to be able to win a majority. If that turns out to be the case, Democrats could be headed for a chaotic convention that splits the party and weakens Democrats in the general election, regardless of who emerges as the eventual nominee. If anything, Wednesday's debate provided incentive for all the candidates trying to become the alternative to Sanders to stay in the race as long as possible. Pretty much everyone agrees that the poor performance by former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg eliminates any hopes that he could easily consolidate the moderate to center-left wing of the party in opposition to Sanders. Robbie Mook, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager in 2016, said yesterday that it's hard to see what forces will stop Bernie from becoming the frontrunner, and just as hard to see how there will be any consolidation into any single candidate to oppose him. So, for now, top candidates have not only staffed up with delegate experts to guide them through the intricacies of the primaries, but they're also building legal teams preparing to challenge any results that don't go their way. And in preparation for a contested convention, some campaigns have started to reach out to superdelegates in an attempt to secure support from them for a second ballot when they could come into play. First, though, Nevada votes. The caucuses are tomorrow, and then South Carolina's primary is a week from Saturday. Thanks for listening. I'm James Holman. If you want to hear full episodes, find The Daily 202 every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.